Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, and AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo Moorhead, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 The Flag, rockin' the bakken. This is the What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back.
Hiatus.
Glad to have you back. We only let him go for one day.
Yeah.
He said one day and then it's over. Okay, yeah. Come on back. None of these, like, you know, several day, week long kind of thing.
No. Yeah, otherwise, I get too confused. I come back, I got to relearn everything. And...
No. You can't do that.
June is don't tell me it's like riding a bike either, because you never see me ride a bike.
June is National Safety Month, and we're going to talk with an EMT at the bottom of the hour about farm safety. Tuesdays are brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, and when you go there, there are all kinds of great ways to save money. It costs you about $50 a year to be a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, but the membership benefits are many. Like you rent a car from Avis, you get a discount. You buy hearing aids from Deltone, you get a discount. Buy a Case IH tractor, get a discount. You getting the idea? Choice hotels and other hotels as well. Wyndham Resorts would be another. Ready Mobile, Office Depot, Open Road Honda, Polaris, you know, there's just, I could go on and on. There's a lot of them. So, great savings, and how about this? Buy a Chevy, a Buick, or a GMC, and you get one heck of a deal, and that's on top of all the other benefits that are out there. For instance, on any 2014 or 2015 Chevy, Buick, or GMC, you get a $500 discount. In addition to everything else the dealership is offering. So that's above, make your best deal and then get another $500. Well, you're buying a fleet and you just save yourself a pile. I mean, $500 right there. So check it out at ndfb.org. What else? Well, a couple of things in the news. Jeb Bush, of course, did officially announce yesterday after the program. I asked our audience on Facebook to give me a one-word reaction to Jeb Bush being a candidate. I'm a little perplexed here because Jeb Bush is obviously been considering being a candidate, and now it's official for some time. And I'm just thinking there's got to be more support out there for him. Sarah Palin tweeted some favorable comments about him this week, and also said, "Hey, keep an open heart about who the GOP nominee ought to be." But I'm a little perplexed on how many people don't like Jeb Bush. I'm trying to find somebody that likes him. So I just said, "Give me, one word that best describes your reaction to him." We have a lot of submissions. We'll share that with you today on the program. I read a column by a fellow by the name of Lloyd Omdahl. Remember Lloyd, former lieutenant governor? And now he's a longtime professor at UND and now retired, but lieutenant governor and now, I guess, columnist. Probably best describes Lloyd. And the gist of the column was about how moms shouldn't wish for their kids to grow up to be police officers. And paraphrase the old Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings song, you know, "Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys." And I read the column once. I read it twice. I read it three times. And I found myself ticked that we let media berate, most times unfairly, law enforcement officers. That we let media suggest that this is a problem, this being police officers screwing up, harming minority lawbreakers when it's not. When 99% of the interactions between law enforcement officer and anyone of any race is a professional encounter. And 1% of the time, some things go bad. Sometimes it's the fault of the criminal or suspect. Sometimes it's the fault of the law enforcement officer, but it's a rare occasion. But the media doesn't, that doesn't work for the media. And then folks like Lloyd Omdahl say, don't let your kids grow up to be police officers. And there's some things in the column that really just irked me. So we'll spend a little time on that today. And if you've read it, welcome your opinions on that as well. And then, what else? Oh, the Donald. The Donald is getting in the race. Donald Trump. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Look, I've said all along, we're interviewing someone for a very important post. And you want as many quality candidates as possible. But I find it a little hard to take Donald Trump seriously as a presidential candidate. Is that wrong? Unfair? You agree or disagree with that? Spend a little time with that coming up. And then what else do we have? One other local story that is on my radar, this idea that some tribal leaders want to turn marijuana into a new cash cow for reservation communities. So we're going to dig into that a little bit. And then lastly, and then there were seven. Seven nickname options remain for the nickname committee at the University of North Dakota. Todd, have you reviewed the list?
I have. I see my favorites on there yet.
Remind me what your favorite was.
North Stars.
Oh, yeah, North Stars. That's right. Todd's been loving the North Stars, given his history growing up there. That's a decent one. The list is Fighting Hawks, Green Hawks. I can hardly say that one without choking. Nodax. Here come your University of North Dakota Nodax. That one doesn't do it for me.
Evidently not.
North Dakota. And that's, of course, what they are now. That's sort of the traditionalist. North Stars, Rough Riders, and Sundogs. Now, they had a debate at the committee level about two names. One, Rough Riders. The consultant said, you really shouldn't probably do that one.
Why?
They say it's because it has an inappropriate double meaning. One of the consultants said almost every word can have a negative double meaning, but this one is a little different. This one's a little different. I don't. I mean, you really got to get your mind in the gutter.
I know. It's a stretch. You're right. That is a stretch.
The other debate was over whether North Dakota should be there. And Lowell Schweigert, a UND alumnus and a committee member, guy I know, wanted North Dakota bounced as an option. Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, wanted it to remain in the mix. He said, this is Lowell Schweigert now. Lowell said, now, I think, is the time for some courage. And the popular choice based on what was submitted during April, obviously to all of us, if you look at numbers, is North Dakota. In other words, the overwhelming choice among people who suggested thousands of ideas was North Dakota. But he goes on to say, but popular isn't always the right choice. What do you think of that? I think they are signaling that they are not going to be keeping North Dakota in the mix much longer. Let's see here. North Stars, Rough Riders, Sundogs. So the seven names from the top: Fighting Hawks, Green Hawks, Nodax, North Dakota, North Stars, Rough Riders, and Sundogs. You think Sundogs would put the fear in anyone? I don't get that. Rough Riders is already a CFL team. It's a minor pro baseball team. It's a high school team in Grand Forks. I like Rough Riders for the history that it brings of North Dakota. I don't share the concerns of the consultants there. North Stars is, I like it because it's kind of retro, you know. I have great memories of, you know, the Minnesota North Stars. So,
yeah.
Anything on that list, float your boat? And what do you make of the argument against North Dakota? That, yes, it might be the popular choice, but it isn't always the right choice. I think we need to, and not just because I like this name, but again, losing the Fighting Sioux name is not fun. To have another name have some popularity with fans, I think, is something we need to consider long and hard.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My favorite stories about MyPillow comes from one of our fine listeners. She bought a pillow for her husband, and he stopped snoring. Karen in Bismarck actually sent us this note. She said, I hear you advertising MyPillow.com frequently on your program, and just need to tell you MyPillow is frighteningly good. After listening to your ads, I decided to buy one for my husband of 40 years for his birthday. Using the promo code, he was able to get two. He received his pillows. And after plumping them in the dryer, he started sleeping on one, and that's when things got scary in our bedroom. You have to understand, my husband has snored loudly for over 40 years.
Wow.
Starting the first night with his new pillow, I found myself waking up scared because I didn't hear him snoring. I really didn't hear him at all. I actually had to reach out and touch him, make sure he was still breathing. He says now he's waking up feeling better. Very rested. Me, not so much. I still wake up afraid because of his silence. I'm sure I'll get used to the silence. My husband and I have laughed that maybe we should now order the pet pillow for our dog, who's a snorer too. I think a better solution is that I just order a pillow for myself. Thanks for backing a great product. Thanks, Karen and Bismarck. 800-506-9028 if you want to sleep like Karen's hubby. Just, you know, no more snoring. 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Greg and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. You know, I don't think any of those final names are very good. The best one I heard will never be used, but I got to tell you, it's called the University of North Dakota Rip.
I didn't hear that.
Former Sioux athlete says if they can't be the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, who gives a rip?
Oh, rip. I was trying to determine if you were saying rip or R-I-F-F or R-I-P. I got it now. Who gives a rip?
Actually, I cleaned it up a little bit for you. But...
did you? Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you did.
Thanks for that.
I'm glad you did. Yeah. Didn't have to use our delay.
But I think honestly, it kind of says it all.
You know what's... look, we've got to get a name or a decision. And I happen to favor North Dakota myself because I think it's impossible to replace the Fighting Sioux. That's where I come from. But it's on the list. But I have to say, I look at this seven and I go, Fighting Hawks? Green Hawks? Really? I mean, Green Hawks. Imagine saying that all day. Oh, those Green Hawks are, I mean, it sounds like you're coughing up phlegm or something. Green Hawks.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Careful, Dickinson State will be all upset.
I don't know.
Don't give them a name. Let it wait a generation. Let that group pick after it's worn off with them. It's still pretty tender.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Jim, traveling the Bakken today, wants to talk about Donald Trump. Hey, Jim.
Yes, good morning. Donald Trump, whoopee. You know, I guess, you know, I'll tell you why I think we shouldn't, and you mentioned that you don't think we should, you know, even think about the ballot. I'm just curious in your opinion. But, you know, I respect everybody's opinion, but he's a self-made man, almost $10 billion net worth. He's flamboyant. It's fun. Look at all the fun we could have with this guy, first of all, on the humorous side of a very serious job. But he's very respected worldwide. He's amassed this fortune by making legitimate business and honest business deals. He's taken no guff from nobody. He's fiercely, fiercely loyal to our Constitution and to this country. And I think, quite frankly, at this point, it looks like what we have today, I think I'd rather have my future, myself and my family, than Donald Trump's hands and Barack Obama's, you know. And aren't we looking for, you know, a non-career politician who stated he will have to take no PAC money to run for president? He's going to go in there. He's going to do some things which he feels right and which a lot of us think they're right and need to be done. And he's going to walk away. And isn't that what we're looking for? And as far as the football name, the Fighting Iceman, there's still the list away and just go with that one. And that's all I have, and I'll listen to your response. And
great. All right, I missed your suggestion on the name, Jim. Say it again.
The Fighting Icelanders.
Oh, the Icelanders, yeah, okay. Well, we're down to seven. We can't suggest different names, but I appreciate the spirit of the conversation and also your comments on Donald Trump. I don't know why. I can't disagree with anything you said as far as what he brings to the race, right, and his resume, okay? I think Donald Trump's more interested in Donald Trump than he is the United States of America. I think Donald Trump's more interested in you know, the Trump brand and, you know, I don't exactly think humility, but I do think, you know, I mean, he's He's a forceful leader. It's hard to argue with his success. So I don't disagree, but I don't know. Just doesn't really light my fire, just being honest. But you make some good points, Jim. See if others agree or disagree with you. Tom in Jamestown, what's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry about that.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
Well, what I'd like to talk about is what you had mentioned earlier as far as Lloyd Omdahl's article. It was, I haven't read the article, but I would assume it was pretty critical of the police. And just want to let all of your listeners know that there are police officers, highway patrolmen, that at this particular point in time are kind of being persecuted in different parts of the country for just doing their job. This is especially true in, you know, in certain parts of certain cities. And that there are police officers that have lost their jobs or have been forced to quit just strictly from doing their jobs. And the Fraternal Order of Police has a way to help these people with legal costs, with other expenses. And all you have to do is Google it, Fraternal Order of Police. And if you're interested in making a donation to try to help some of these individuals, it can be done through the Fraternal Order of Police. Just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, I hope people do.
Yeah.
I hope people do. I actually saw New York Daily News had a story the other day about a bumper sticker out there, shoot a cop. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't
I
do
mean,
that.
And the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police was speaking out against it. Thank goodness.
I'm
going to read the column next hour and spend a little time on it. So you mentioned you hadn't seen it. But, I mean,
Can I make one more comment on that?
You can. Here's one piece of the column, Tom. With the passing of the cowboy era, it's time to make a new search for the worst careers in our society. Now, just that one statement right there, I want to go, you've got to be kidding me. You're gonna liken being a law enforcement officer as worst careers in our society? Man, that makes me mad.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what I think is the most recent event that took place with the police officer who apparently was breaking up a pool party, and he was receiving a tremendous amount of abuse from what I've read about it.
Yeah.
And he had just dealt with two different suicide attempts. He had witnessed somebody committing suicide right in front of him that very same day. And it was agreed that he did poor judgment as far as taking this girl and throwing her down and that type of thing. But I would like to see what some of these people that have been very critical of him would do in a similar situation.
Very good point, Tom. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
$4 buys you a great meal at a PetroServe USA location near you. Just look for the red, white, and blue. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a great deal. A $4 meal, four items for $4. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice. Four items for $4. And by the way, the breakfast pizzas are fantastic. So start your day at a PetroServe USA near you. And when you're there, stock up on great savings. Grab-and-go specials include giant seeds, $1.39 each. The big cans of Pringles, $1.29 each. Deli Express Jumbo Glazed Honey Buns, $1.29. And the Mega Pastrami and Swiss Cheese Sandwich, only $2.79. Plus, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you'll love the new Hershey Caramel Bar. Get them for only 69 cents or Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. At a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Chris in Bismarck texts, out of the name choices left, North Stars is by far the best. Rough Riders is too cliche. And although I'm all for supporting our great state, just naming them North Dakota is boring. It needs to be something that at least compares to the level of the name Fighting Sioux. There is no such thing. What compares to the Fighting Sioux in this list? Fighting Hawks? Green Hawks? Nodaks? North Stars? Rough Riders? Sun Dogs? What compares? I don't know. I'm starting to get a real bad pit in my stomach here as we get closer to the end. I don't know why. Maybe it's just reality sinking in here. That not only is the Fighting Sioux name gone, that its replacement is going to be less than palatable. Randy on the road near Williston, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Randy, you're up.
Hey, I just got a couple comments for you, and then I'll just hang up to listen. But as far as Donald Trump, always we've seen where our career politicians have got us. And, you know, could it really be that bad? And my second one is the comments on the Fighting or the Sioux. I like the North Stars, but we could have waited a little bit, and what's going on in South Dakota, we could have called them the Smoking Sioux.
Oh.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not Friday. We try to make it as best we can.
Yes, you're giving us something to chuckle about, Randy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that call. Here's another call that came in during the break.
Hey, I'm Donald Trump a little bit. Last guy. Yeah, some of the things he said are accurate. He would be potentially a leader. Problem is, I think he's going to be just as self-centered arrogant as the one we've got now. And I don't think that's what America needs. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. More on these topics and others coming up here a little later on in the program. I'm going to read you Lloyd Omdahl's column and see if it offends you to the core as it did me. And we'll also talk about some more of these candidates that are in the race. I asked for one word with your reaction to Jeb Bush running. And the answers are interesting, to say the least. June is Farm Safety Month. And we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We invited Cindy Collette on the program. Cindy's an EMT to talk a little bit about farm safety. And hopefully this will cause you to pause a little bit today and just think about your own operation and just make sure everything's in order and really that safety is top of mind. Cindy, thanks for joining us. How are you? Are you there, Cindy?
Yeah.
I don't have the best connection with you. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Mm-hmm. Let's try that.
That's better. Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, now I can hear you. Cindy, welcome. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you today. So I understand that you are currently or have been an EMT. Is that right?
Yep. I've been an EMT actually since 1995.
Where do you live, Cindy?
I'm in rural Grafton.
All right. So that's a rural part of North Dakota, obviously, and I would imagine as an EMT you've made a trip or two to the farm. What you know, since we're in National Safety Month here and we're talking farm safety, what do you most want folks to know?
Slow down. safety, I guess, is a big factor. A lot of people don't understand what EMS providers have to do and the training that we go through. But even employees need to be trained on certain things, educated. You know, whether it's tractor safety, bin safety, electrical, everything has its bearing.
Now, so I'm going to take these one at a time. One, you said slow down. So if there was one piece of advice you'd share with everybody, having seen more than your fair share of accidents, slowing down would prevent a lot of them?
Yeah. Of course, a lot of the accidents can be preventable. You know, we're educated and slow down. June, in particular, is a busy month because you've got the machines, you know, the sprayers, slow-moving objects on the road. So coming from a farm community, people around here understand that. But if you get up, you know, near Fargo or outside of Grand Forks, they don't quite understand it. You know, you got to give them space. The machines are big. It takes time to move from field to field.
No, exactly right. So that's great advice for everybody. Whether you're behind the controls of the farm machinery or somebody following behind, just have a little bit of patience. You mentioned something about your training. Tell me more about that and how that can relate to what you want folks to know in our audience today about safety.
Well, every year, I guess we send a lot of our men through an annual pesticide training that's put on by the Extension Services. There's tractor safety. You know, you can have your implement dealers actually come through and show you the do's and don'ts, the emergency shutoff, how important it is to do even a walk around your vehicle before they go out working on it or putting it to use in the field.
All right, good advice there. A little walk around just to make sure everything's
yeah.
Okay. What else?
You know, even driving trucks, my father's always said, it's same with a vehicle. It's easier to do a walk around and check your tires versus trying to fix a blown tire on the road. It's all maintenance and something you got to do.
Sure, be ahead of it a little bit.
Correct.
That makes sense, yeah. What mistake do people, you know, obviously if you're responding to an accident, unfortunately it's too late, but hindsight being 20/20, what thing do you think most folks that have been in an accident on the farm would want to tell our listeners that they would do differently?
again, I think it's just basically slowing down. You got to always plan ahead. You know, think ahead.
Anticipate that next move. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Anything else you want to tell folks, Cindy?
No, just have a safe summer for everybody and take each day at a time.
Good advice. Cindy Collette, an EMT up around the Grafton area, on behalf of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today, talking farm safety, June, National Safety Month, and any other best practices that you use out there on the farm, please share. You know, it's a good time. That's why you have a month to talk about these things and have those discussions, and that's important. Appreciate the time today, Cindy, and welcome input from others as well at 800-228-0550. Tom in Minot's been waiting to weigh in here. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
I guess I just it just infuriates me with this cop deal. I was in the fire service for 15 years. I was a career firefighter, and I think we're bulking the cops into a group of that people don't like anymore, and we're teaching our youth that not to respect the cops anymore, and I think we're going down a bad road.
Yeah, and why? You know, again, what's the cause here? The cause is that, you know, I mean, a couple of incidents that have been blown away. This, to me, is a classic case of a drive-by shooting, figuratively speaking, by the mainstream media.
Yeah, and that's right. You know, I mean, the media is just something else anymore. They don't support the people they should support, and then... You know, I just don't understand it. They're teaching our youth that they can cry a little bit, and then, you know, it's a bad cop. I don't know the whole situation with the guy taking down the younger girl, but, you know, if you're breaking the law and you're not listening to the cops, things are going to happen to you. I mean, that should be the basis of it, you know?
Yeah, this one little piece that never makes it into any of these stories that all of these encounters have to do with law enforcement being called to a particular, you know, scene for a reason, right? There was, the people on the other end of this were.
And exactly. And I was, for 15 years, I was a career firefighter in Minot, and I've seen what these cops go through. I mean, they put up with more than anybody ever knows. I mean, it is insane what them guys put up with. With the domestic calls, it's just crazy. People just don't respect the police anymore at all.
No, it's sad. It's for sure. Tom, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Kurt and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on the presidential sweepstakes. Donald Trump, those two words. What do you think, Kurt?
It's got to be Friday. Are you kidding me, Donald Trump? Donald Trump, of this great country, you know, it just infuriates me that we bring ourselves down to this level. We're talking about the United States of America. You know, because he made a couple of bucks here and there, you can't even tell what he makes because he lies about it so much. It's infuriating. Can't we bring our standard up a little higher than Donald Trump? And second of all this angst about this fighting Sioux, the world is falling apart, and we are so concerned with a college sports team? Give me a break.
We'll leave it there. Thanks, Kurt. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557, or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers on What's on Your Mind, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Levi, who farms by Ypsilanti, shares why technology is so important to farmers.
Recent advances in agriculture technology has given farmers a great advantage within the industry. GPS and AutoSteer allows us to work longer hours with reduced fatigue. Mapping and data management allows us to farm smarter and push the limits of yield potential. Utilizing my iPhone and iPad in the tractor allows me to monitor crop prices and input costs and observe weather forecasts all while seeding or combining. Technology is everywhere in agriculture, from the small seeds we put in the ground to the field computers we use in our equipment. I look forward to what the future holds in agriculture and technology.
Me too. and especially learning about all of it from good folks like Levi. Find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. NDFB, that's for North Dakota Farm Bureau, .org, bringing ag home. Thanks, Levi. I appreciate it. 10 before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Questions about the name that will replace Fighting Sioux at the University of North Dakota? Narrowed down to 7. What do you think? We have more names in the sweepstakes for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Jeb Bush yesterday officially in. And also Donald Trump. What do you think? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. And then also we've been talking about a column I haven't not yet even had a chance to read. I'm going to do it. Open up the next segment by Lloyd Omdahl that really offended me to the core in suggesting that being a police officer would not be a noble profession given a handful of incidents that have created quite the stir of late. So we're going to talk about that, too. Mario in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment on the Fighting Sioux name. My wife and I are falconers here, and which means we hunt with hawks and falcons. And if you've ever seen a hawk make a kill, it is quite ferocious. And awe-inspiring. It's a pretty neat thing to watch. It's nature at its rawest point. So any of those would be fine for me. But
you like fighting hawks or green hawks?
Fighting hawks. Green hawks just sounds wishy-washy.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
But fighting hawks you like?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But on the police issue, it's kind of got me upset. I've been on the other side. I've been racially profiled a number of times, and it's never a fun thing. But when I look back on it, I was probably not living my life the right way. And did I probably deserve it? Yes. Was I ever beaten up and slapped around? No, I never was.
We lose him? We lost our connection to him.
Looks
I don't know
like
what happened
it.
There. Try back because you had me very interested on where your story was going.
It was just getting good.
Give us a call back there. It sounded like some kind of an electrical issue or something. But 800-228-0550. Here's another that came in during the break.
Good morning. One of the problems with the police force is that when Michael Chertoff was Homeland Security, he brought in Israeli Mossad to retrain our police forces. And they said they're going to train our police force to treat the American people the way they treat the Palestinians. So why shouldn't people have fear of the police? The police shoot at them until they're out of bullets. They jump up on the car and empty 40 rounds into their windshield. So the police need to be retrained. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Mario in Williston is back. So, Mario, your story was getting interesting there, and we lost the connection to you. You had talked about having been on the other side of that issue, but as you look back now...
As I look back, I probably wasn't living a very righteous life, and it all comes down to like I said, I was never beaten up or slapped around by the police, but I've always addressed them with respect, yes sir, no sir, I could go on and on with different stories about how did you
turn your life around? Did those encounters actually help you turn your life around? Say, I don't want to be doing this anymore.
Oh yeah, definitely. I ended up in county jail, and I was cellmates with a guy who was facing life in prison. And one day, just kind of randomly out of the blue, he looked at me with a pretty serious look on his face, and he said,
that I, he told me that I was a prison sentence waiting to happen. And that same day, earlier that day, my girlfriend at the time, which is now my wife, I called her and she said that she was pregnant. And I grew up without knowing my real dad. I thankfully I had a very good stepdad that took care of me and taught me the ways.
Well, I'm glad to hear all of that, Mario. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.